with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Israel attacked Iran's capital early Friday with explosions booming across Tehran as Israel said it targeted nuclear and military sites. The attack comes as tensions reach new heights over Tehran's advancing nuclear program. The Board of Governors at the International Atomic Energy Agency, for the first time in 20 years, censured Iran over it not working with its inspectors. Iran immediately announced it would establish a third enrichment site in the country and swap out some centrifuges for more advanced ones. An Israeli military official says that his country targeted Iranian nuclear sites without identifying them. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the U.S. was not involved and warned Iran it should not target U.S. interests. Israel has now closed its airspace. House Republicans have narrowly advanced a request from the White House to claw back $9.4 billion that lawmakers have already approved for public media and more than a dozen accounts across the State Department.
The 214 to 212 vote is a major victory for President Donald Trump, who had been lobbying hard for lawmakers to pass the legislation, including in a social media post shortly before members went to the floor. Speaker Mike Johnson says this vote is a good first step.
Today's passage of this initial rescissions package marks a critical step towards a more responsible and transparent government that puts the interests of the American taxpayers first.
One yes vote recorded, Thomas Massey of Kentucky, who is known to frequently break with his party. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Taking a look at the Wall Street numbers, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 101 points today. The NASDAQ rose 46, with the S&P 500 advancing 23. Oil was up 21 cents to $68.36 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is heading back to the United Kingdom.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel at Royal Victoria Dock on Saturday, June 21st. He will be accompanied by Christian music stars, including Michael W. Smith and C.C. Winans. It's all part of Graham's international God Loves You tour, which is taking him to several foreign countries this year. His father, Billy, conducted the first international crusade of his career in London in 1954. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Montana's Supreme Court has struck down several pro-life laws, including the state's 20-week abortion ban. The state high court said in the ruling that the Montana Constitution includes a right to be left alone and to have access to abortion. The justices ruled that this right is not affected by the 2022 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. Voters have also enshrined abortion in the Montana Constitution. This is SRN News. An internet giant is looking to trim the size of its workforce again.
In another round of cost cutting, Google is offering buyouts to another swath of its workforce. It's not clear how many employees are affected, but the offers were made to staff in Google's search, advertising, research, and engineering units, according to the Wall Street Journal. Google employs most of the nearly 186,000 workers on the worldwide payroll of its parent company, Alphabet. Google has been periodically shedding employees since 2023. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Everything ever said on the Internet was just the start of teaching artificial intelligence about humanity. Data-hungry tech companies are now tapping into an older repository of knowledge, the library stacks. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.